The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The sixth Imam actually gave kind of a khutbah, I would say, where he says, "Inna Allah Azza wa Jalla adaba nabiyyahu fa'ahsana adabahu." You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to send the Prophet to the earth as a messenger, basically he is the one who trained him. Addaba, you know, mu'addab. And when Allah completed the training, then he says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Qalam, the second surah to be revealed after Surah Alaq. The second one is Surah Qalam. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Innaka la ala khuluqin azim." That indeed, O Muhammad, you are on a higher level of, you know, nobility on the character. And this is where, this is where we see, for example, even before he started preaching about Islam, he was already known among the people of Makkah as As-Sadiq al-Amin. Somebody who was truthful and trustworthy. Truthfulness is a personal characteristic. It's our own quality. Trustworthiness is also ours, but that's where we interact with the people. Because we are handling the trust and the amanat of the people. And these are the two main pillars of Islamic akhlaq. And of course, you know, even our sixth Imam is known as Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And so the Imam continues. He says, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm leaving the Arabic. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delegated to him the matters of the faith as well as the community. Ad-deen wal-ummah. Both areas, the Prophet has been delegated, you know, the task, basically to train the people and organize the community. And the sixth Imam uses this ayat from Surah 59, ayat 7, مَا أَتَاكُمْ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever the Prophet gives to you, hold on to it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever he forbids you, stay away from it. And so besides what you have in the Quran, whatever he gives to you, take it, and whatever he forbids for you, keep away from it. So it's not only the Quran itself says, follow Rasul. And then the sixth Imam gives the example, but before the example, yeah, he also says that the Prophet was not alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, constantly send the Holy Spirit, in a sense, the Malak with him. لا يزل ولا يقطع في شيء. He was never misguided and never made a mistake in conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. And it starts with the first example. And I think this should be interesting for you to know. Look at the issue of, you know, salat, prayers. I think many of our people don't know that initially in Mecca, when the salat was initiated and introduced, you know, there were only, five prayers, two rakat each. Wish you lived at that time, huh? So you have Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. And then, after Hijrah, Now, there's another, you know, difference in narration, that this is before Mi'raj. After Mi'raj, you know, before Mi'raj, it was only Fajr and Maghrib. And then after Mi'raj, other namaz also were included, but all of them were two rakat. It's only after the Hijrah, and after the Prophet reached to Medina in the month of Rabiul Awwal, on the first year, a month after that, now Rasul asked the Muslims that add two more rakat in Zuhr, in Asr, and in Isha, and in Maghrib, add one more. This is now we have 17 rakat. And this is where we see that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, initially we are told, He just said two rakat. But then it is Rasulullah, فَعَضَافَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَى الرَّكْعَتَيْنِ رَكْعَتَيْنِ. Then he added the, you know, two rakat there, and for Maghrib he added one more. And you were not allowed to, you know, reduce that at all. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on sent the ruling about Qasr. And it's interesting that Allah talks about Qasr. He never said four rakat. He only said two rakat initially. It's Rasul who says two more rakat. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on in Medina, then He says, when you are a dangerous situation, a war situation, then you make your salat qasr, means all four rakat will become two rakat each. This is where we see that the command of Allah and the command of Rasulullah, they interact with one another. In one area, Rasul is speaking. In other area, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking. And they are equally binding. If you look at the Quran only talks about this discounted namaz, four rakat becoming two rakat, only in the situation of war and dangerous situation or emergency situation. It is Rasulullah, basically, he said, this also applies when you travel. And so you have one part from the Quran, then you have another instruction which is from Rasulullah, and when you put that together, this is where you get the complete Islam. Another example, I'm going to the third one, where the Imam says that when the fasting became wajib in the second year of the Hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it wajib for the month of Ramadan only. But Rasulullah initiated the sunnah, not as an obligation, but as a recommendation, Sawm Sha'ban, the fasting of the month of Sha'ban. You know, there are many, many mu'mineen around the world who actually fast the entire month of Sha'ban. You know, and so for them, Ramadan is not really a big deal. They're already a month into it. You know, and this is one of the recommendations, and this is the sunnah of Rasulullah himself. And so we see that Ramadan is wajib. That is introduced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sha'ban becomes sunnat, and this is introduced by Rasulullah, not as a wajib, but as a recommendation. And not only that, the fasting of every month, other than the, of course, the month of Ramadan is there. First Thursday of the month, last Thursday of the month of the lunar calendar, and Wednesday after the 10th of the month. These are the 3 days every month it is recommended to do the fasting. And this is actually coming from the sunnah of Rasulullah. فَأَجَازَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَهُ ذَٰلِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the Prophet to actually make this as a sunnah besides Ramadan.